The Holy Gospel comes from the 17th chapter of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of life. Let everything that has praise the Lord. The poem that it comes from actually is from 1806. And it was written by Jane Taylor. And this is how the poem goes. I just think it's a nice little poem. "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. When this blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light, twinkle, twinkle, through the night. Then the traveler in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. He could not see where to go if you did not twinkle so. In the dark blue sky you keep, and often through my curtains peep. For you never shut your eye till the sun is in the sky. As your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not where you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star." Maybe you've heard that poem, maybe not, but there you go. Well, all this thankfulness gets to this reading, this gospel story today, this encounter that Luke shares with us, with Jesus and the lepers. And, you know, just kind of going through the reading, you start with that verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. On the way. It's a theme that started in chapter 9. Jesus turns. He turns, and "I am going to Jerusalem. I've got this thing I'm going to do. I've got this mission that I have to complete for God." And that mission, well, the first time he was in a synagogue, he said, "I'm filled with the Spirit, and I've come to release people and free people. I've come to bring grace and mercy and forgiveness. That's what I'm about. That's what God is about. And I'm here to remind you that and show you that and tell you that in all the ways that are possible for being human." And so he does that. And so as he's going, he encounters these 10 lepers. Now the question might be, who are these lepers? Who are the lepers in this story? Well, in the Old Testament, lepers are mentioned, and they're considered folks who are unclean. For whatever reason, whether they have the more modern version of leprosy or other kinds of conditions, they were set aside, set outside of the community. And they were just far enough away that they maybe could get some charity, but they were outside of the community. So, you know, as we think about this story for us, who might lepers be for us now? And maybe a way to think about that is think about who you are and who is maybe the opposite of you. You know, that's a way to kind of approach it, or is on the other side. So let's say if you're a Republican, using political terms, you know, who is a Democrat? Or who is a Libertarian? Who are those people that are outside your kind of clan? Or, well, if you happen to live in a house and be in a home, and maybe in our context here in Lacey might be people who have been displaced from outside the library where there are at least 27 families staying there who the city said, you got to go. You can't live here anymore. Maybe those who are struggling with housing might be the lepers of our time. And certainly we see folks struggling all over. And it's easy anyway. You might think thoughts, boy, if I could, I would like to help, I just don't know how. But maybe that's a way to think about him. Or maybe the lepers are us. All of us. That's what Martin Luther suggested. He said, we're all beggars, but you could put in lepers just as easily. We are all lepers before the Lord. And why do I say that? Why does Luther say that? It's that next verse. They called out saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Have you ever needed mercy? Have you ever needed God's grace in your life? Have you ever needed forgiveness? Mercy, grace, and forgiveness are the things of Jesus that he kept talking about and kept living out again and again and again. And this becomes our question. Have mercy on us, God. I don't know what to do. I doubt. Help me with my unbelief. I've done some things, Jesus. I don't even know if you can forgive me of that. I don't get it. I'm lost. Help me find the way. Those are our questions. Those are real, everyday questions for all of us. And that's what this statement, this verse represents from these lepers. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So what happens next? Jesus shows mercy. Jesus does what he said he was going to do from the very beginning of this story. I'm going to free people and I'm going to release people of the things that are holding them in bondage. He doesn't even touch these 10. He just says, go and show yourselves to the priest, which is a standard thing you would say if you were a teacher. That's the master teacher, Jesus. You would expect to know, according to the law in Deuteronomy, that if a leper is healed, well, the first thing you got to verify is you go to the priests, and the priests determine that right out of Deuteronomy. Very, very clear. So he's just following the law. And they went and they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. This turning back, it's a return. That's part of this program. That's part of being on the way with Jesus. We always have the opportunity to return to God. We always have the opportunity to, when we need mercy and forgiveness and grace, Jesus is waiting for us to turn. It's always available. And he came and he thanked Jesus. And he was a Samaritan. Maybe you remember some other Samaritans in this gospel. Well, there was one scene when Jesus had a bunch of disciples and he said, all right, you all go out and you go in my name and you preach the good news and prepare people for what's coming. Release, forgiveness, grace, all that stuff. And they did. And then they came back and they said to Jesus, all right, we went into Samaria and they were not friendly to us. So how about we go and call some fire down? And Jesus said, nope. Don't do that. And in fact, and then later on, the next chapter, chapter 10, we get the famous story of the most famous Samaritan we all probably know. And that's the, which Samaritan? The good Samaritan. I would say the merciful Samaritan, because that's what the story is about. A guy is beaten up on the side of the highway. Someone passes him. They're both Jewish officials. And then the Samaritan passes him, but doesn't. And picks him up and makes him whole and puts him on his donkey and takes him to an inn and pays for all that and says, I'll pay you whatever needs so that this person can make whole. And then Jesus asks, who showed mercy? And the person who was challenging him, who happened to be a religious leader, said, well, it was a Samaritan. And he says, go and do likewise. Go and show mercy. And then we have this scene now. Another Samaritan, an outsider, or as Jesus calls him, a foreigner, someone way outside of who we would expect to do the right thing or be the right thing. Jesus lifts up, your faith has made you well. Get up and go. Your faith has made you well. Do you think you have that kind of faith? Like these lepers? And the answer is you do. In case you were wondering, in case you had doubts, you do. Because faith is really simply turning. When you lose track, when you lose your orientation, it's turning. Turning to Jesus and saying, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I need your grace. That's what faith is. It's turning to Jesus, to God, to that mercy, grace, and forgiveness, and being open to receiving it, like the leper. And the response to that, your faith has made you well, Jesus says, go on your way. There's praise, there's thanksgiving, and then you share that goodness with others. I summarize it as generosity. That's what I think it's about, being generous. Being generous with your praise and thanksgiving of God to start with. Man, I'm blessed that I'm a forgiven child of God. I can't share that enough with people. It's a wonderful thing. And if you don't believe it right now, ask God to be forgiven, to show mercy, to give you God's grace. Because if you look on the next page of the bulletin, we don't have one hymn. Today we have two hymns of the day. The first one is Give Thanks. The second one is Great is the Lord. And this is our response. I was thinking about it, and I have over here, I have this, smells like, oh, I know what it smells like because I poured it in here. It's vanilla. It's delicious vanilla. Now, one thing about vanilla, it comes from a bean, but it also comes from sawdust. Maybe you didn't know that, but I learned about that when we lived in Aberdeen. And it's lignin. It's the compound that's in there, and they take that out and through a process make artificial vanilla that smells just like it. You know, when you go by the paper mill plant in Aberdeen, you smell vanilla too, and it's like, what? I didn't know there was a bakery there. But it's this wonderful byproduct that you don't expect from a paper mill. I think that's part of sometimes we get caught up, but the wonderful byproduct of faith is praise and thanksgiving. Just being thankful. That's when you know you have faith. That's what I believe, is when you can say, thank you. And then the byproduct for other people is your generosity, your response. So that when you see a leper or a homeless person or a family member or whoever it is in your life that says, have mercy on me. I need forgiveness. I need God's grace. The byproduct of your faith is giving that away. The thanksgiving and the praise that you know and feel. I can't help but share that. That's what it means to be on the way with Jesus. That's the gospel. That's the good news. We are all lepers before God, and God responds to us with grace and mercy and forgiveness. And so we sing our hymns of the day.